Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you jump. I'm sorry. I didn't catch that. You were a bit panicky. Yeah, I'm a ghost. And I kind of need your help. So I'm going to need you to calm down and just, you know, relax. Breathing is good. If you could restart that, that'd be fantastic. Your heart rate, I'm a bit worried about that. No, I'm not here to haunt you. I'm here for your help. I need you. Do I not look suitably pretty? And, well, I've been watching you for a while, and I've been watching that girl you like, and I thought I looked pretty much like her. And so I kind of grew my hair a little bit before I came to see you, but I know I'm a little bit see-through, but could you really need you to take a deep breath right now? That's better. Right. Why do I need your help? Well, I shouldn't be a ghost. No, there was a mistake and I got turned into a ghost, and you know, my application to have it reversed is caught up in red tape. You know what it's like. I don't want to. I really need your help. Yeah. Well, you're a wizard. I saw it. You had the wizard's handbook and all that stuff. And I'm sorry, what? I don't understand. I don't know what a pretend wizard. I'm. Oh my god. I think I'm gonna hyperventilate. Oh. Oh god. Oh, what have I done? I revealed myself to a human, and I told him about all the issues, and he can't help me because it seems I picked one that plays at being a wizard. I can't believe. Oh my god. Oh. This was my one shot at being a proper girl again, and what have I done? Oh, I'm going. Shut up about the breathing. I know about the breathing. I told you about the breathing. Be quiet. And I can't think. And well, I'm a ghost. I don't need to breathe. Seriously? You're a wizard. No, you're not a wizard. I cannot believe I made such a bad mistake. We could redeem this. Do you happen to know any spells? Do you think you could try some? Roleplay. No, this is definitely not roleplay. This is real. I'm not a joke by your friends. If you touch me, your hand will get really, really cold. Hey, what were you putting in your hands? See, I was right. You're really cold, aren't you? Okay, so. What if I was to find the spell and give it to you and you could give it a shot? Yeah? Now, where could I look for a spell? Oh, of course you don't know. No, I'm not from the Christmas Carol. I'm not a spirit, I'm a ghost. I don't know what the difference is, but there is. I don't believe you've been so... Oh my goodness, that's just... Of all the things to say... There was an accident, and me and my friend were mucking about, and death came along, and it was her time. She was supposed to, you know, whoops on the ice, and he got the wrong one, and I ended up being a ghost. And then my paperwork was all a mess because it shouldn't have been me, and then I've got to appeal, and, well, death's not being very helpful, and nor is his administration, to be quite fair. So, I was looking for a wizard, I found you, I took my one shot at revealing myself. Ugh, if I reveal myself to somebody else, they'll just leave me as a ghost forever. I will have violated the rules. Well, see, With going to prison, you get one phone call. Well, that was it. Yeah, getting arrested, you get one phone call. When you die, you get, and it's a mistake, apparently, you get one reveal, and I've revealed myself to you, and no, I'd have to become one of those working ghosts, and I don't want to be one of those. I don't want to go around scaring people. I'm not a scary person. I know I'm a ghost, but I should be a person. Stop. Oh, will you please help me? I can't believe. Look, can you dress as a wizard? Get your grimoire out. You don't know what a grimoire is. Oh, fuck. What have I done? I'm gonna be a ghost forever, aren't I? You can't help me, can you? Oh my God. The thing is, if the paperwork from the Bureau of Death doesn't come back in time, I'm gonna be like this forever. People will have forgotten about me and. What? No, they just they return me with a bit of amnesia and it'll be fine, it'll be fine. Oh, what am I gonna do? What, you know what? I need a cuddle. Could you please hold me? You've never held a ghost before. Well, I would hope not. Could I please just come and sit on your lap and oh yeah, I look, I tell you what, I'll sit here. And you put your arms around like, a little bit further out. You're in my tummy right now. There we go. If you could just hold your hands there, and I'll just lean back on you. There's only so much of me that I can make feel something. So you're feeling my back against your chest at the moment, but I can't hold both sides of me. Just never mind. This is the best I can do. Oh, thank you for holding me. I don't know what to do. What do I do? What do I do? I'm gonna panic. I'm gonna hyperventilate. Have you got a bag? You know you're supposed to into one of those bags, and what's it called? A paper bag. That's it. A paper. Have you got a paper bag close? Because I don't think I'm. All right. I'll calm down. I'll take a breath. I'm taking a breath now. I'm taking a breath. Wait. How does that help? I don't breathe. I keep forgetting. It's not like I've been a ghost very long, and it's not like you know anything about it. What? That's a loophole. Yes, you could ask somebody else who you think might be able to help me, and you could bring them here and help me. Who do you know that can help you? Why didn't you say 10 minutes ago that your friend was a proper bona fide witch and that that would work? You've just let me panic. Oh my goodness. What? Oh, that's really sweet of you. Oh, thank you. Well, I think you're very cute too. Yeah, and I really like being held by you, even if I can only feel one half of you. And your arms are. Could you just move them a little bit because you're kind of, on my insides, and it kind of feels a bit funny. Thank you very much. That's great. That's great. No, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. That'll do. Okay, well, could you just leave me here in your bed and you could go out and find your witch friend and bring her back here and she's not your girlfriend, is she? No, great. Okay. Could I lie in your bed while you're gone? It's 2 a.m. I don't understand the problem. Oh, what time does she wake up? 4, 5? 8 a.m. What kind of time is that for a human? Seriously. Look. All right. I'll just cozy down here with you. And oh, the blankets go through me. Oh, ow! And that causes it. That makes me a bit. It makes me feel a bit queasy. So could you stop doing that? Okay. I'm just. You know what? Lay on your back. I'm just gonna spread myself all over you. There we go. And some of me will sink and some of me won't. I'll try and keep myself warm, I promise. Okay. I don't know. I've never slept as a ghost. So let's try this out, shall we? Okay. and you promise tomorrow we'll go see the witch. Right. Okay. Okay, I can do this. Oh, this is hard work being a ghost.